We're going to sit here by the manger, and we're going to read the Christmas story tonight. Yes, teenagers, you can come too. Well, it's Christmas Eve, and in Luke chapter 2, the Bible gives us the account of Jesus coming to this earth and becoming our Savior, God with us. Anybody know what that word is, God with us? Tell it out. Emmanuel, that's right, God with us. And so I'm going to read the Christmas story to you, and then we're going to open in a word of prayer, and then I'll let you go back to your seats. But in Luke chapter 2, the Bible says, "And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was, while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were, in the same country, shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste, and found Mary, and Joseph, and the babe, lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen as it was told unto them. And I want to just make this fairly quick tonight, but I'd like you to look at a few words as we consider ourselves the Christmas story. And I read to the kids the Christmas story, and we understand the position that the shepherds were in. But please understand also the position that Mary and Joseph are in. They're quite amazed at this event as well. All right? They are experiencing this firsthand. And the shepherds are about to gather with them. And look at verse 15. They said to one another that they're supposed to go and see this thing which the Lord had made known unto them. And so they obviously saw a great wonder. The shepherds were there in the pitch black of the night, I'm sure. Perhaps the stars were shining. But all of a sudden, things got really bright. And quite a commotion. Now, I want you to understand that what they saw and what they heard and what they experienced was amazing. Okay? Beyond anything that we've ever probably experienced amazing-wise, this was amazing. All right? So they experienced this. But not only that, they go out to where this is told to be, and they find the babe, just like the angel said. They said that would be a sign to them that they were in the right place. So they come down, and they find this thing in Bethlehem. And it says, and when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying. So as soon as they came in and they saw this event, this is what they said. They would see. They would see the babe, and they would see Mary and Joseph. And when they came and they saw Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in the manger, and they, they saw what happened. The angel said, this is the Messiah. This is the Lord. This is what God has sent for mankind. And it's going to be a great thing. And it says as soon as they saw it, they went away. They made known abroad the saying. So they went all over the place. I don't know if they split up. I don't know if they went as a group. I don't know what they did, but they went out and they made known what they saw. And see, folks, I want to just focus in on three things tonight. There's a couple of past tense words here we need to look at. The first one here is found in verse 18. It says, and all they that heard it. There's that word it again. Okay? And all of those that heard this saying about the child, this things that the shepherds had to say, the testimony and the witness that these shepherds had both seen and heard and experienced, the people that heard it wondered. Now that word wondered is an interesting word. It just simply means to marvel. But it also can mean to have admiration for. Okay? But really, in this sense, and in this case, they liken it to, as far as a synonym goes, the word marvel. All right? Because listen, what these people were being told happened is an outstanding thing. It's a divine thing. It's something that doesn't happen ever. Okay? Not just every day, not just something that doesn't happen every day. Just, it's not something that happens ever. This never happens. Okay, you got angels coming down and heavenly hosts singing in and bright lights and stars in the sky that rest over a stable and the birth of God. Okay, you understand that, right? God with us, Emmanuel. Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born into this world by a virgin woman. This story just keeps getting more and more amazing. So as these shepherds go out and make this known abroad, they're telling everybody, hey, did you hear about what we saw? Did you hear about what we, really? They wondered. The people that heard it marveled. Now, let me just kind of get to the point here of what I'm talking about. Uh-oh. I must have gave it away. Actually, I know who I gave it to. The guy at Jack in the Box. I needed a snack, so, they have a three-piece of those egg rolls there. Anybody had Jack in the Box egg rolls? Those are good, aren't they? Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. Okay. Anyways, that's who got it. I'll have to get another one. But you grab a gospel tract, and you give it out to somebody. Folks, let me tell you something. That's an amazing thing. And here's what I want to focus on. How do you suppose the delivery of the shepherd's witness, eyewitness account, was to the people that they were talking to? Hey, let me go over here. Hey, I just saw this amazing thing. There were shepherds and angels and all, I'm a shepherd and there were sheep there and this little baby, and it was the Savior of the world, and, it was amazing. Anybody amazed? No, of course not. I guess tonight, what I want to ask you, how amazing was your experience with Christ? And when you tell someone what happened to you when you first saw the Savior and first met the Savior, or if you will, when you were first informed that He was the Savior and you were introduced to Jesus. Well, here's one. Ha ha! Woo! Put it back in my pocket. How amazing was it? And how amazed are the people that you've talked to because of what you've said about what you saw. You see, I tend to think that the shepherds were pretty excited. Or let's use a good modern word. They were pretty stoked. Is that still valid, Jack? No, stoked, that's old. I'm old. We don't do stoked anymore. What's the new word? Hyped? That's like an old word to me. I thought stoked was better. No, maybe not. Okay, they were hyped about it. All right? They were excited. I think that this was pretty amazing that they had this experience. And I'm just trying to understand, because what I don't want to happen is I don't want the Christmas story to just become ho-hum. And I don't want your salvation experience to just be, oh yeah, that happened to me many, many years ago. They went out and made this known so that people wondered. They marveled. They were amazed. And they, if you will, they had some level of admiration, like, wow, you guys got to experience that? That's amazing. And the people that they talked to, they wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. You understand that through Jesus' ministry, many, many times people were left in amazement after they encountered the Savior. I mean, how about the disciples as they're in the ship, right? And remember the great tempest, he was asleep, they're all upset, and they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he said, he got up and he rebuked them because of their faithlessness. And he said unto them, why are ye fearful of ye a little faith? Then he arose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. But it says, but the men marveled. That's the same Greek word. And he is saying, what manner of man is this that even the winds and sea obey? Folks, listen, I can give you account after account after account of people in the Bible times that came in contact with the Savior and they left marveling. They left wondering. And sometimes I think, folks, we've lost our wonder. And we've lost our amazement. And when we tell the good news of Jesus Christ, we're not doing it justice. And the people that we tell are not in amazement. And they don't leave the conversation wondering, wow, that's amazing. And maybe even saying, I hope that's true, because I'd like to know more about that. You see, I have a sneaking suspicion that a lot of the people that were affected this night ended up becoming disciples of Christ later on. Because maybe they remembered the event. Oh yeah, the shepherds told me about this guy. This is him. We don't have any proof of that necessarily, but I wonder. Because guess what? They wondered. They actually marveled. They actually held this in admiration. They were amazed by this event, and we need to remember that word. Look at the next word that I want to look at in verse 19. Not only did the people that hear this news marvel, but the people that experienced it pondered. Now, we're going to get to Mary here, and I want you to know that she went through a lot of amazing things. I mean, how'd you like to have an angel come and tell you you're going to have a baby and you're not supposed to? Huh? That's pretty amazing. And that your aunt is going to have a baby and she's, you know, kind of up in age. Yeah, and you go over there and the babies are jumping around in the womb and all this kind of stuff, and it's pretty exciting, right? And so all this happens, and here she comes, and her husband is listening to God, right? He takes her to wife anyways. He doesn't have any relationship with her in a physical sense, if you will. And all of these things. And he believes, she believes, this is all happening. They find this place, the manger. They already have the name for the kid. All this stuff. Hey, it's a man. And then he's born, and there he is. And she takes him and wraps him in swaddling clothes. Ladies, I know you know what it's like as far as those of you that have had children holding your child for the first time. But think about this. Holding Jesus Christ, the Savior. I mean, I'm sure all the natural emotions of motherhood were overwhelming here. I get that. But please add to that exponentially the fact that she's holding the Christ, the Messiah. And she has just wrapped him in swaddling clothes. Okay? Does that still work, Jack? Okay, mine, but that still works. Okay, I gotta tease Jack, you know. I don't get to see him very often, so maybe I can tease Titus. Can I tease you, Titus? No? Jed is like, yeah, please do. But no, I mean, yeah, it just blows your mind. I mean, amazing. But here's what she did. She pondered it. She kept it in her heart. Now, the word ponder just simply means to consider. She considered it all. And she took it in, and in that consideration, how much you want to bet that the thought came across her mind, God, why me? Why would you pick me? And listen, folks, if you haven't ever thought that before, because think about this. I want to say this word right. I don't know if it's the right word to say it, but I don't even know how to say this. The majority of people, I want to say majoritarily, I'm not sure. But I was trying to make a new word again. But the majority of people, folks, don't have salvation. Why me? Why did I get to meet him? Why did I get to be born again? And there are millions of people, folks, that have already died in this world who didn't get to meet Jesus. Who are in hell, who have already passed on. And by the way, there's going to be a lot more. Because there's going to be a few that find the way, the narrow way. And there are going to be many that find that way that leads to destruction. We just know that's true. And so, ponder it in your heart. I'm sure Mary thought, she considered it, God, I just got to give birth to Jesus Christ. And where are we? Do you ever just sit there and just maybe tears come to your eyes, or just the overwhelming somberness and soberness of the fact that you were lost and going to hell, and now you're going to heaven because the Christ child is your Savior? See, sometimes I think we forget about the wonder, and sometimes I think we forget about the ponder. And we've got to remember these things. You understand that over and over again in the New Testament, I'm just going to give you one here. Remember when Paul went to Athens, his spirit was stirred in him when he saw the city wholly given to idolatry. Therefore, he disputed in the synagogue with the Jews and with the devout persons and in the market daily with them that met with him. Then certain philosophers of the Epicureans and of the Stoics encountered him. That word encountered is the same Greek word, pondered. And they considered him. They said, hey, we want to hear more about what you're talking about. And remember, he went up there and he preached unto them the unknown God. And look what it says, or listen to what it says at the end here in verse 32 of chapter 17. He says, and when they heard of the resurrection of the dead, some mocked and others said, we will hear thee again of this matter. So Paul departed from among them. Howbeit, certain men clave unto him and believed. You understand, folks, to consider something is to ponder this is to make a decision about it. And to think about it. But Mary pondered these things in her heart. And I think sometimes with Christmas and the Christmas story and the birth of Christ and the things that we remember, and maybe even the Christian life in general, I think we forget to first of all wonder, and I think secondly we forget to ponder. Now just the third word very quickly. Look at verse 20. And the shepherds returned. They returned. You see, I don't have any proof of this necessarily. I don't know if they returned to their flocks. I don't think so just yet. I think they returned danger. That's my own thought. I'll just give that out as my opinion, okay? Because it doesn't say where they returned, but it just says that they returned. Now, here's the reason why for my theory. If you saw something that amazing, I think you'd go back for a second look. Just saying, okay? I mean, all they had to go back to out in the fields is their sheep. Now, I'm sure eventually they returned to their sheep. But I think for this moment, they came, they saw it, and it got them so stirred up and so excited that they went abroad and they told everybody that they could get a hold of about this thing. And then once they reached the last person or nobody else would listen to them, they're like, hey, let's go back. And they went back. That's what I think happened. It doesn't tell us that necessarily, but it makes for a good point for a sermon. They returned. Folks, listen, we need to revisit what we've experienced. And see, we need to go back to it and just stand in awe again of what God has done for us. Folks, we need to remember that it's Emmanuel, that God sent His Son, born of a virgin, to come and to live a perfect life. Folks, he did not know sin. The Bible says he knew no sin. He was sinless. He experienced all the temptations, all the trials, all the difficulties, and yet did not sin. And he was blamed. He was beaten. He was lied about. He was spat upon. All of these. He was crucified and he died. And he was buried. And he rose again. Folks, when Paul tells the church to remember the Lord's Supper, to do this in remembrance of me, as oft as you drink, as oft as you eat, in remembrance of me. Folks, we're revisiting. We're returning to that place where we rekindle that fire of excitement. And we come back, we turn back. That word return means to do, to turn again and to come again. And that's why I think, because that word means to come again, I think they came again. They went back to the stable. And maybe it was like, hey, here, pinch me. Let's go see it again just to make sure that was a real thing that we saw. Yeah, it's still there. Type of thing. And folks, listen, I just want to be an encouragement to you. It is Christmas Eve, and this beautiful story is not just a story. It's not just something to read every year. Oh, it's Christmas, la 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 la, and all this other stuff, and you know, angels from the realms of glory, and silent night, a little town of Bethlehem, and we sing all the songs, and we tell all the stories. But where's the intensity? Where's the amazement? Where's the wonder? Where's the pondering? Where's the consideration? And where's the revisiting? Where's the coming again? And the turning back to this event in our lives? Folks, listen to me. If you're saved tonight, you have Christ as your Savior, you have had a manger experience. This little baby that we're celebrating the birth of is your Savior. And you've seen it. Remember, the shepherd said, let us go now, even unto Bethlehem, and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. So maybe just these three words. They're simple words. Wondered, pondered, and returned. But they have significant value to the believer. Remember the Christmas story.